January 21st, 2015, regular town board meeting.
The town elect the plan board order on January 21st at 2 p.m. at the town hall. Members of the board are present. The media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund 47443 to 47461. River Valley tax account 5200 to 5236. And First Merit tax account 5310 to 5317.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Minutes. Approval of the minutes of the January 7th regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Do I have a copy of the minutes?
Where's it happen for the rest of your packet?
Stuck it in here.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I did give you the minutes, did I?
I haven't had a chance to review them.
Oh.
They were in the folder.
Oh, in your folder?
Yeah, in the folder. That's where I found them.
I'll second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, pretty active one. We had our first payment of $78,242.56, the general transportation aids that came in ACH. And I have been collecting taxes hand over fist. And we had the January settlement that was dispersed. That was $3,951,253.44. And since the beginning of January, I have taken in $1,002,000 additional dollars. So they've been coming pretty, except for today. I don't know. There's hardly anything in the mail today. So, but they've been, you know, pretty steady. So therefore, in the regular town account, we now have $1,293,200.58. And in the ambulance account, we have $367,659.99.
Very good. Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report as submitted. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion action regarding letter of support for supportive housing. I'm not going to try to pronounce that.
Wadukodon.
Yeah. Off of Shulman Road. We had a...
Do you know how to pronounce it right?
No.
Wadukodon.
I've lived here a long time, but I'm not going to try it.
Sounds about right.
We received a letter from Ryan Champagne. The tribe is in the process of constructing, getting ready a 24-unit, what they call permanent supportive housing, more or less kind of like a CBRF type for helping those with either homeless, chemical dependencies, that type of thing. And they're looking for a letter of support from the town. And now you've got the information. I wanted to get the board's input if they would like me to write a letter of support and how and what and where.
Did you get a copy of the draft too? So he basically put together what he's looking for, huh?
Yeah, he did. I guess a couple of things in here, it's information that we don't know. You know, I don't myself have any problem with it or writing a letter of support. You know, I guess in terms of this letter, I could tweak things a bit or certain things that, you know, information we're not privy to or don't know about. We can't really support or put that down, but I don't have a problem with writing something, you know, using this kind of as a base.
Well, I have to say, I feel very uncomfortable offering support for something that, were it anyone other than the tribe in that location, they would have to have a conditional use permit to build such a facility, which would include a public hearing and public comment, which is absent here. And I'm a little disappointed that the tribe didn't offer any opportunity for input or perhaps help with finding a more suitable location. By suitable, I mean something that isn't zoned single-family residential. Somebody has to convince me that we should put the rights of one group of constituents ahead of the rights of another group of constituents. Somebody convince me that that's the right thing to do.
Well, I don't know. We kind of had the same situation years ago with K-Care. You remember there was a lot of people who were up in arms about K-Care, and
that wasn't single family residential.
I know it was an old meat farm, but there were a lot of.
And that started out with a promise from them that it would never be more than 8 beds, which we were required by law to approve.
Yeah, well, it turned out more than 8 beds.
So that whole thing was.
I know, but you had a lot of single family homes around it. And it's in a residential neighborhood.
I applaud what the tribe is doing.
That's why it's a service, and sadly a situation that we as a people have. But that's why I guess I don't have a problem with it. It is on, if I remember right. That's on like 40 acres out there that Donahue's had. I think it's Donahue's old house.
I think so.
They're going to tear that down then?
I don't know. It's a big house.
Yeah.
It's on 40 acres. There's quite a bit of room to move and stay relatively private. It's on the very end. I mean, in terms of locations, it's.
Aren't there some people living there right now?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, there are, and they said that there was two, caseworkers or.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what that Ryan told me.
And that's what I mean, you know.
And he says permanent people, permanent guidance counselors or whatever will be living in the facility.
There's a lot of information that we didn't get, but in terms of the what do I want to say? The idea and the purpose behind it, I guess I'm in favor of and know that it's needed.
There's something online, there is some information online about it, and there is mention of a contract with the Department of Corrections. Do you know anything about that?
I honestly don't know much about this project at all. So I guess I'd suggest maybe we can give them a chance to come and present it if we have questions. I'd like to hear more about it myself.
Yeah, you know,
Did he say anything about a deadline on the letter or the grant app?
Just whatever was in the email. And
he did say something was time sensitive, but I think that was this thing that we had to sign just to notify them that they are working on a project.
Well, is having a presentation going to change your mind at all? I agree. I mean, I think it's a good thing that the tribe is trying to do here. I'm just not sure that it's in the best possible location, but it's in a location that they chose. So, and I don't know, do they actually need a letter of support from us to even do it? I mean, if we didn't give a letter of support, they'd do it anyway, right?
Well, by the sounds of it, the letter of support is to the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority.
Yeah.
And apparently they're attempting to get some tax credits of some kind.
It must be administering some kind of tax credit program for.
Yeah, the bottom line kind of says that.
Yeah.
What kind of tax credit do they get for that?
It's probably it could be like what they call new market tax credits, which is a new funding mechanism for new construction and things like that. Only certain they use a lot of tax credits to build a dental clinic, And as long as they operate it as a dental clinic or as qualifying operations for those tax credits for a number of years, they're eligible for that funding source. And there's a number of different federal
to pay what kind of tax? What tax credit is it?
It's it's not a credit against taxes that they would have paid. It's actually, it's called, it's a funding mechanism.
It's
So it's giving them money.
Right, it's like a grant.
Well, it's not really a tax credit.
They call it tax credit, but
crediting them with our tax dollars is what it's doing.
Grant, yeah.
Okay.
It's a government program.
But those are all the questions that they could certainly answer if we ask them to come and present it. And if, you know, if there's an issue about the location, or if, you know, maybe that's a discussion we should have with them.
I don't think it's going to change anything, even if we do.
It would be good to hear. We don't know that much.
All right.
The concept, I think, is a good idea.
Right, I agree.
And the location, I guess, I'm not so much worried about. But if the board has questions, I mean, it's up to you what you'd like me to do. Put it on for another meeting and ask somebody to come and just give us a brief presentation with some, you know, answer questions that you might have.
I'd be into that.
Mm-hmm. I personally don't think that's necessary. I'd be willing to make a motion to send them a letter of support. No, but a letter of our writing.
I can write something, and then I'll get it to Nancy, and she can get it off to you and take a look at it and make sure everybody's happy.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Motion been made, seconded, for me to draft a letter of support for the supportive housing on Shulman Road. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Very good.